Making a difference in our community as the Chief of Staff at St. Thomas Elgin General Hospital, this is Dr. Waleed Chahadi. Dr. Chahadi, thanks for being a community builder. Why do you believe it's important to give back to the community?
I think giving back to the community really isn't a new focus for me or any healthcare practitioner for that matter who chooses to actually stay here and work. And I think it's intimately tied to wanting to practice medicine in the first place. At least it is for me. The vast majority of my awake hours are spent in some sort of, you know, thought or work to better the community, which is usually in the realm of improving their health. As Chief of Staff, I do a lot of administrative work as well, which is always relates back to improving the care delivery itself. If anything, I think this pandemic has only heightened that sense of commitment that I already have. And I share that not only with those who live in Elgin County, but also with my professional colleagues who I work along each day.
Now, I know, Doctor, that you don't live in St. Thomas, so we'll just focus this on what is your favorite part about working here in St. Thomas?
I think my favorite part about working here is that the shared sense of commitment and collaboration that exists, not only between healthcare workers, but also amongst the population itself. There really is that community feeling and spirit, that sense that we're all in this together. That spirit is alive and well. It's incredibly hard to stay cooped up in your house for the last 5 weeks or so, but if anybody can do it, it's those who live in Elgin County.
What, in your estimation, what has been one of the biggest challenges that you've faced?
I think there's a lot of different challenges that have existed before this pandemic, as also few that are specific to it as well. I think the biggest two have been changing our mindset around how to practice in an area of fiscal constraints, right? Which is obviously not very conducive to getting the job done or becoming COVID prepared. The second one would be, you know, having to deal with this Twitter level of information that's coming through, pretty much unvalidated. You're not sure what's true or what's not, as well as offers to help people who know somebody who knows somebody who has access to PPE, for example, right? The level of information was just very overwhelming and was hard to sort through.
And last question, Dr. Chahadi, is, and this sometimes can be a tough one, but what accomplishment are you most proud of?
I think the one accomplishment that sticks out the most would have to be related to our level of preparedness that we have at the hospital, as well as the community here. We really busted through a bunch of silos here. Everybody's been working to make sure that we would be prepared in the event of a sudden surge of patients here. I can honestly say of all the hospitals that I'm familiar with, right out of the gate and 5 weeks later, we're probably the best prepared to handle a surge. The cherry on top, of course, is that, I mean, everybody who comes in, day out, does so with a sense of responsibility and a smile on their face. There really hasn't been a lot of conflict. Right from the get-go, there's been a shared sense of duty and responsibility. And if anything, I think we've all come closer together in our work.
You can listen to all our community builders at stthomastoday.ca.